You know that feeling, right? Waking up and your back just feels, well, off. Or maybe you're always like kicking off the covers, totally
Well,
overheating.
your partner's just fine, yeah.
Exactly. And if you share the bed, oh man, every little shift can feel like an earthquake.
Totally jars you awake.
Yeah. Well, if any of that sounds familiar to you listening, you're definitely in the right place today.
Definitely.
We're looking at a brand new review just out last week, May 5th, 2025. It's from Mattress Advisory, and they dove into the Lisa Plus hybrid mattress.
Right. And for you listening, maybe you're trying to sort through all the mattress info out there. It could be, well, overwhelming.
It really can.
So our goal here is to kind of cut through that noise. We're taking Mattress Advisory's deep dive on the Lisa Plus Hybrid and just pulling out the really crucial bits.
The need-to-know stuff.
Exactly. So you can get a good, quick sense of whether this mattress might actually solve some of those sleep problems you're having.
Okay, so the Lisa Plus Hybrid, just the basics, it's a 13-inch mattress, right? A hybrid.
Yep, combines coils and foam. The idea is to hit that sweet spot between support, comfort, and keeping cool.
And this review suggests it really targets those big issues, stiffness, overheating.
It seems to tackle them head on based on their assessment.
Okay, let's get into it then. What was Mattress Advisory's like overall impression?
Well, they gave it a perfect 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, which definitely makes you pay attention, right? Their main summary was that it's a comfy but also really sturdy bed. Designed, they said, specifically for people needing extra support.
So, solving common problems.
Pretty much, suggesting it does a good job with those typical mattress complaints.
A perfect score. That's pretty compelling. So, what features, what benefits got it that rating?
Okay, so a big focus was the support and the firmness level. They pegged it as medium firm.
Like on a scale.
We're on a 7 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that level is the balance it tries to achieve.
Balance how?
It's firm enough, apparently, to keep your spine aligned if you're a back or stomach sleeper. That's huge for preventing that morning backache you mentioned.
Right.
But it still has enough sort of give in the top foam layers for comfort. And they really highlighted this for heavier individuals, people over, say, 300 pounds.
Okay, so back, stomach, sleepers, heavier folks. This is sounding pretty good for them. How does it manage both support and comfort? That can be tricky.
It's down to the build, the
Yeah.
construction. You've got responsive foam layers up top for that initial comfort. But underneath that, the core is an 8-inch layer of reinforced coils. That's where the deep down support comes from. Makes it feel really sturdy.
8 inches of coils. Okay.
Yeah, and they specifically noted it can handle like up to 600 pounds total for a couple.
That says a lot about its potential durability. The review also brought up minimal sinkage. Why is that important, especially for those needing more support?
Well, think about it. If you sink too much into a mattress, you can feel like you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, like quicksand.
Exactly. And that can throw your spine out of alignment, make it hard to roll over. Minimal sinkage means you stay more on top of the mattress,
Okay.
which helps keep that alignment better and just makes moving around easier during the night.
That makes total sense. Okay, let's switch gears to temperature. Waking up sweaty is the worst. How does it cool?
Cooling was another big plus in the review, it seems. It mentions that several things working together.
Like what?
A breathable cover, first off, then layers of quilt foam. And the coil system itself is designed to let air flow through.
So the coils help too.
Yeah, they create space for air to move. Plus, there's a gel-infused layer in that quilt foam.
Ah, the gel infusion. You hear about that a lot.
Right, it's meant to help draw heat away. So it's not just one thing, it's kind of a multi-pronged approach to stay cool.
Good to know if you're a hot sleeper. What about couples? You mentioned the earthquake effect earlier. Does this help?
Definitely seems to. The review gave it high marks for motion isolation.
Okay.
And that's mostly thanks to the coils being individually wrapped.
Meaning each spring moves on its own.
Exactly. So when one person moves, gets up, whatever, the movement is absorbed by those specific coils. It doesn't ripple across the whole bed.
That could be a real game changer if your partner is restless.
Absolutely. Less disturbance for both people.
What about the edges? You know, sometimes you feel like you're about to tumble off the side.
Not with this one, according to Mattress Advisory. They said it has strong edge support.
How does it do that?
Reinforced coils right along the sides, the perimeter of the mattress.
Okay, so stronger coils there.
Right. Which does two things.
Yeah.
Gives you more usable surface area. Great if you like to spread out.
Or if your partner hogs the middle.
Right. And it gives you a stable edge to sit on. Plus, you don't get that roll-off feeling if you sleep near the side.
More space, secure edge, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, a mattress is an investment. What about longevity? Does it seem like it will hold up?
The review was positive on durability and quality, too. They pointed to the high-density foams used. And those sturdy 8-inch steel springs again, both designed to resist sagging over the long haul.
That's key. Sagging is a major mattress killer.
For sure. And another quality point, the foams are CertiPure-US certified.
Meaning?
Basically, low VOCs, volatile organic compounds. So fewer fumes, better indoor air quality when you first get it, and ongoing.
Okay. Good quality materials, low off-gassing. That's reassuring. What if you get it home and, I don't know, it's just not right for you?
Lisa offers a 100-night sleep trial.
Oh, nice. Over 3 months.
Yeah, plenty of time to really test it out in your own bedroom, see how you sleep on it night after night.
And then?
They back it with a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime. Wow.
Yeah. Shows they're pretty confident in its durability. Plus, free shipping if you're in the contiguous U.S.
That long trial and a lifetime warranty definitely lowers the purchase risk. Okay, so lots of positives stacking up. But, you know, nothing's perfect. Were there any potential downsides mentioned? Things to consider.
Yeah, a few things. That medium firm feel, the 7 out of 10, while great for many.
Might not be for everyone.
Exactly. The review noted it might be a bit too firm for lighter folks. And also for people who sleep mostly on their side.
Why side sleepers, specifically?
Side sleepers often need more cushioning, more gives around their shoulders and hips to relieve pressure. A firmer surface might not provide that as well.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything else?
They did mention the possibility of a slight off-gassing smell right when you unbox it.
That new mattress smell?
Yeah, pretty common with foam products. Usually fades quickly, but something to be aware of.
Gotcha. Any other potential drawbacks?
Well, price-wise, the review puts it in the mid to high range.
So, not a budget option?
Not really. If you're on a super tight budget, this might stretch it. And also, for couples with really different ideas of what's comfortable.
Like one wants soft, one wants firm.
Yeah. This specific model doesn't come with, like, dual firmness options or a split king setup directly from Lisa.
Ah, okay. So compromise might be needed. Or looking elsewhere if your preferences are wildly different. Good to know. Let's circle back to sleeping positions. Best for back and stomach, especially heavier people, we said.
Yes, that's where the review suggests it really shines, providing that crucial support.
And side sleepers again? Just be clear.
The review suggests they might find it okay, but there's definite risk it could feel too firm, maybe leading to pressure points.
Right, on the shoulders and hips.
Exactly. The review actually suggests alternative side sleepers might want to check out, like maybe a Helix Plus, which offers firmness choices.
Okay.
Or something like the Nola Evolution Comfort Plus one, which they mentioned, has specific zones for pressure relief and cooling features.
So options exist if you're a side sleeper finding this one maybe too firm. What about couples with different body types or even sleeping styles?
Well, the motion isolation and the strong edge support are still huge wins for couples, regardless of size differences. It can definitely accommodate different weights well. But again, that firmness preference thing comes up. If one partner is much heavier and needs that support, but the lighter partner finds it too firm.
That's the potential sticking point.
Yeah, that's where the conversation needs to happen. Or you might look at those customizable options.
Makes sense. Before we wrap this deep dive, what did Mattress Advisory say about Lisa, the company itself? Any insights there?
Yeah, they touched on that. Lisa started back in 2014, kind of part of that bed-in-a-box wave.
Right.
They've built a solid reputation since then, got nods from places like Wirecutter, Sleep Foundation, reliable sources.
Okay, so they're established.
Seems so. And they also have this social mission aspect. They donate mattresses, one for every 10 they sell, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and the review mentioned positive customer service experiences, too, which adds to the confidence factor.
So a reputable company with a bit of conscience. Okay, let's try and boil this all down. We've gone through the Mattress Advisory review pretty thoroughly. What's the main takeaway on the Lisa Plus Hybrid?
I think the core message is,
yeah,
this is a really supportive, well-built cooling mattress. It seems like a fantastic option. Especially if you're a heavier individual or part of a couple.
Particularly back and stomach sleepers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Durability looks good. Motion isolation is excellent. Edge support is strong. Big ticks there.
Yep.
But that medium firm feel might just be too firm if you're a lighter person. Or primarily a side sleeper needing lots of cushioning. And you know, it's not the cheapest mattress out there, mid to high price point.
So definitely a strong contender for a specific group of sleepers, but maybe not a universal fit. Worth weighing those pros and cons against your own needs.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for you listening, as you think about getting better sleep, which, let's face it, affects everything in your day-to-day life, your long-term health.
It's fundamental.
What other factors, maybe beyond just the firmness or the cooling we talked about today, might be really crucial for your perfect mattress? Something to maybe mull over as you continue searching for that truly restful night?